This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has retained their ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup title, beating South Africa by 9 wickets in the final match at the Bahamas Oval in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Gunga Ditrisha's unbeaten innings of 44 runs helped Nikki Prasad-led Women in Blue to chase the target of 83 runs in the 12th over. She also got Player of the Match award. Sanika Chalke also contributed with 26 runs and remained not out. Earlier, South Africa got bundled out for just 82 runs. Mikke van Furst scored highest 23 runs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India and Indonesia relations are not just geopolitical but dates back to thousands of years. In his remarks during Mahakumbh Abhishekam of Sri Sanatan Dharma Alayam in Jakarta, Indonesia, Mr. Modi said India and Indonesia are connected through culture, civilizational ties and spirituality. He added that whenever an Indian visits the temples in Indonesia, like Prambanan Temple, they are reminded of Kashi and Kedarnath.
भारत और इंडोनेशिया के लोगों के लिए हमारे रिश्ते सिर्फ जियोपॉलिटिकल नहीं है हम हजारों वर्ष पुरानी संस्कृति से जुड़े हैं हम हजारों वर्ष पुराने इतिहास से जुड़े हैं हमारा संबंध विरासत का है विज्ञान का है विश्वास का है हमारा संबंध साझी आस्था का है
In Delhi, with 2 days left for campaigning for assembly elections, political parties are ramping up efforts to attract the voters. Prominent leaders from Aam Aadmi Party, BJP and Congress are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to garner support for their candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Arkipuram this afternoon. During the rally, the Prime Minister alleged that AAP announces new policies every hour out of frustration. He added that AAP has wasted time over the past 11 years as it has done any development work not done.
आपदा के लीडर्स उसे छोड़कर जा रहे हैं ये जान चुके हैं कि ग्राउंड पर जनता आपदा से कितना नाराज है कितनी नफरत करती है दिल्ली के लोगों के गुस्से से आपदा पार्टी इतनी गंभरा गई है कि हर घंटे झूठी घोषणाएं कर रही है
Party leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh will also hold rallies in Rajinder Nagar, Chandni Chowk and Lakshmi Nagar. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal wrote to the Chief Election Commissioner demanding action against BJP workers and Delhi police officers under the Political Act, alleging that they had attacked his party workers. Addressing the media, Mr. Kejriwal claimed that AAP workers in the New Delhi Assembly were being intimidated and harassed by BJP workers. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge is also scheduled to address a public meeting in the Mustafabad constituency. Senior Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi will hold rallies in different constituencies of the national capital. Over 1.95 lakh crore rupees in gross goods and services tax revenue was collected in the month of January 2025, witnessing a growth of 12.3% compared to January 2024. The central GST collection for the month stood at 36,077 crore rupees and state GST is at 44,942 crore rupees. The government has projected capital expenditure target of 11.21 lakh crore rupees in the union budget for the financial year 2025-26, reinforcing its commitment to infrastructure-driven growth. In response to tariffs imposed by United States President Donald Trump, the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced 25% tariffs on $155 billion worth of American goods coming into the country. Addressing a press conference in Ottawa today, Mr. Trudeau announced about imposing a 25% tariff on $30 billion of American imports beginning on Tuesday and a similar tariff on $125 billion worth of American goods in 21 days. China has also opposed United States' move to levy a 10% additional tariff on Chinese imports. CM Yogi Adityanath said that only 23 wetland sites were identified in 65 years after the independence of the country, but in the last 10 years, 63 new sites have been identified for this within the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.